Title: Modal Interchange for Darker Color Advanced, Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. Alright, let's get into one of the fastest ways to make your drum and bass harmony feel darker, heavier, and more cinematic without losing that clean, danceful or focused center. This lesson is about modal interchange, also known as borrowed chords. The whole concept is simple. You stay in your main key, but you steal chords or notes from parallel modes. Same root note, different scale flavor. And in D and B, that's gold, because your bass line often wants to hold a strong tonal center, while your musical layers can create motion and tension around it. Our target today is a 16-bar drop loop you can expand to 32 bars. You'll have rolling drums, a sub and mid-bass stack, a dark chord layer, using borrowed harmony, and a small lead or Atmos layer that makes the borrowed notes obvious. We're going for that tech step, neuro-leaning roller, dark jungle Atmos kind of mood. Weighty, ominous, but still functional. First, set up the session. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176. I'm going to sit at 174 BPM. Time signature stays 4/4. Now, do yourself a favor and lay out your project like a producer. Make groups: drums, bass, music, and FX. Under drums, you want kick, snare, hats or tops, and optionally a break layer. Under bass, separate your sub, your mid or res, and maybe a top texture. Under music, you'll have chords, Atmos, lead. This structure matters because modal interchange can get messy fast, and good routing keeps it controlled. Next, choose a key that loves darkness. In drum and bass, keys like F, F sharp, G, and G sharp sit really well for bass weight. We'll use F minor as home base. That's the gravitational center. Even when we borrow chords, the listener should still feel like F is the home planet. Here's the big idea: we're staying in F minor overall, but we'll borrow colors from parallel modes like F Phrygian, F Dorian, and F harmonic minor. And I want you to think less in chord names and more in scale degrees, because that's how you control the darkness. Phrygian color is the flat 2. In F, that's G flat. Harmonic minor color is the raised 7. In F, that's E natural. Dorian color is the raised 6. In F, that's D natural. If you can make those notes show up clearly in the right moments, the ear reads it as intentional, even if your harmony is minimal. Now build your drum foundation. We want a believable roller first, because harmony hits harder when the groove is already locked. On your drums group, add glue compressor. Aim for a gentle glue, like 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Try an attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. After that, add saturator. Keep it light. 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip-on. We're not trying to destroy it, just give it density. For the pattern, keep it classic. Snare on 2 and 4. Kick can be sparse two-step, or a roller variation, but don't overcomplicate. Hats can be 1/16 with velocity variation so it breathes. If you add a break layer, low-pass it and tuck it in so it's more texture than second drum kit. Cool. Drums are stable. Now we anchor the drop with the sub. Modal interchange works best in D and B when the sub doesn't get dragged around by every chord change. So we're going to use a pedal approach. Create a sub track with operator. Oscillator is a sine wave. Set a short attack, medium release. Add utility and turn bass mono on. Add EQ 8 and low pass around 120 to 150 Hz depending on what your mid bass does. Then a touch of saturator like 1 to 2 dB. Soft clip on. MIDI wise, hold F as the root for most of the phrase. If you want movement, keep it minimal. Something like F to E flat back to F can work. The rule is, the sub is the anchor. The chords are the weather. Now let's create a chord instrument that behaves in a heavy mix. Make a chords track. Use wave-eatable or analog. In wave-eatable, start with a basic soish tone. Add a second oscillator slightly detuned. Keep unison low, like 2 to 4 voices, not a giant super saw. We want dark and controlled, not festival trance. Put a low-pass filter on it, something like an LP24. Start the cutoff somewhere between 500 Hz and 2K Hz. We'll automate it later. Now the important part is the device chain, because this is where you keep it mixable. First, EQ 8 before saturation. High-pass around 150 to 250 Hz so you're not fighting the sub and the low end of your res. If it's boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400. Then add saturator. 2 to 6 dB of drive, soft clip on. Let it bite a little. Then add auto filter for movement. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/4. Subtle amount. We want it breathing, not wobbling like a bass line. Then utility for width. Somewhere around 80 to 120%. And a big teacher warning here. If your mid bass is wide, Your chords probably should not be ultra-wide. Pick one element to be the wide hero and make the rest support it. Rhythm. For rollers, chord stabs often work better than long pads. Try stabs on the end of one, end of two, maybe syncopate them, and always leave room for the snare. If your chord stab covers the snare, it's going to feel smaller, not bigger. Now we're ready for the main event. Modal interchange for darker color. Home is F minor. We'll borrow the most useful dark weapons first. Weapon 1. The Phrygian flat 2 chord. In F, that's G flat major, also known as the flat 2 chord or B Roman 2. This chord is a cheat code for menace. It sounds cinematic, tense, and kind of inevitable. And in DNB, it works especially well because it creates drama without needing your bass line to run around. Here's a practical 8-bar progression for section A. F minor, then G flat major, then D flat major, then E flat major. So, FM to GB to DB to EB, loop that, but keep your sub mostly on F. That's the key. The sub says we're still home, while the chord layer says something is wrong in a cool way. Voicing tip. Don't voice G flat major low. Keep the chord tones in a higher register, like F3 to C5 territory. If you push these chords down into the low mids while you also have Reese and break texture, you'll get low mid chaos. Darkness does not mean mud. Now, weapon 2, harmonic minor flavor, which gives us a strong major dominant. In F natural minor, the dominant chord is usually minor-ish. But in F harmonic minor, you get E natural, which supports a C major chord as the V chord. And that V to I resolution hits hard. It's perfect for turnarounds, bar 8 moments, bar 16 moments, and pre-drop tension. So for a B variation, we'll sneak in C major before returning to F minor. An easy bars 9 to 16 approach is FM, GB, DB, then C major, and resolve back to FM. Even if you only do it at bar 16, it's huge. Think of it like a narrative. You're escalating the danger, and then you slam back home. And weapon 3. Dorian touches. In F Dorian, the 6 is raised to D natural instead of D flat. This can add lift without going happy. In rollers, that can feel like forward motion. You don't have to fully commit to a Dorian progression. You can imply it. Maybe you use a G minor color, or you just feature D natural in a top motif. That's often the cleanest way. Now let's actually build the 16 bars with a practical arrangement mindset. Bars 1 to 8, section A. Use the chords FM, GB, DB, EB. Sub stays mostly on F. Mid-bass rhythm stays simple and locks to the drums. Bars 9 to 16, section B. Keep the same vibe, but give the listener payoff. Option 1. Replace the EB or DB in the last bar with C major, then resolve to FM, so you get that V to I snap. Option 2. Tighten the drama even more. FM to GB to C to FM. This one is more statement than progression, and it can feel super direct in a heavy drop. Now automate. Because in DNB arrangement, automation is composition. On the chords auto filter cutoff, bars 1 to 4, slightly closed. Bars 5 to 8, open a bit. Bars 9 to 16, open more and maybe a small resonance lift. And do a reverb throw. Put a reverb on a return track and send to it only on the B Roman 2 chord hit. That GB moment. That makes it feel like a giant shadow passing over the room. Short, intentional, not washed out. Now, a huge issue. Sometimes you've technically done the interchange, but nobody can hear it, because the bass dominates, so we make the borrowed tones audible without crowding the mix. Method 1. Highlight the borrowed note in a top layer. Make a lead or Atmos track. Operator is perfect. Use a triangle or a sign, maybe the touch of noise. Add echo. Ping pong subtle. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/4 timing. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter the low end out of the echo. Add a small to medium reverb. Now write a tiny motif. And I mean tiny. Even one or two notes is enough. When the GB chord hits, land on GB in the lead. When the C major chord hits, land on E natural in the lead. This is the secret. You're telling the listener that note mattered without needing a thick chord stack. Method 2. Be careful with Ableton's scale device. Scale is great until you want borrowed tones. If scale is locking you to F natural minor, it can literally block your GB or your E natural. So either bypass scale in those moments, automated, or put the borrowed harmony on a separate track that doesn't go through scale. In advanced sessions, I usually keep my safe key stuff on one track, and my interchange events on another. Saves time and prevents confusion. Now let's keep it heavy, sidechain and spectral discipline. Put a compressor on the chords and on the MID bass. Enable sidechain from the kick, or from a ghost trigger if you want consistent ducking. Try ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds depending on your groove. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Enough to make space, not enough to pump like house music unless that's your aesthetic. EQ strategy, chords, high pass 150 to 250, mid bass. Carve a small pocket if the snare fundamental or crack is getting masked. Sub stays mono and clean under about 120. Now some advanced coach notes to level this up. Treat borrowed chords as events, not a new key. In heavy DNB, the listener needs a stable pull. A great rule, make sure the home chord, the I chord, shows up at least every two bars. Then your borrowed chord becomes an accent. Sometimes just one stab is enough. Control darkness with scaled degrees. Don't overthink chord theory while you're producing. Ask, am I featuring the flat 2, the raised 7, or the raised 6? If yes, the interchange reads, use functional bass while chords do the weird stuff. Keep your sub pedal if you want to sell the borrowed moment. Add approach notes in a higher octave layer, not in the sub. For example, right before the GB moment, do a quick F to GB to F up an octave. Or before the C major moment, hint E natural in a top bass or texture layer. The listener feels the change, but the low end stays solid. Voice leading is your cheat code in dark rollers. Instead of thinking new chord, think two notes move, one stays. Keep a common tone between chords when you can, or move the top note by one semitone. That semitone motion reads as ominous instantly, and don't automatically stack full triads. In dense mixes, shells can work better. Two note shapes, like third and seventh, or third and sixth, plus a separate color note in an Atmos line. Cleaner, darker, and way more mix-friendly. If you want a spicy advanced variation, try this. Borrowed chord over tonic bass, / chord mindset. Keep the sub on F, but change the upper harmony. Play GB over F in the bass, that's GB / F. Instant dread. Or play C over F, that's suspended danger. Great for pre-turnaround. In MIDI, that means you do not change the bass note. You only revoice the upper notes. This keeps the drop anchored while the harmony gets scary. Another pro move, make a chord color duplicate track. Duplicate your chord track and call it chord color. Band pass it with EQ8 around where the borrowed tone lives, usually somewhere like 600 Hz to 3000 Hz depending on your voicing. This audio version is shortened for playback.